But speaking with Shwe Shwe Ngu, who's the CEO of the Media Development and Diversity Agency. Now, the MDDA plays a vital role in supporting community media projects across South Africa, fostering sustainability and inclusivity in the media sector. Now, as we focus on the importance of community radio, as well as the invaluable role it plays in our lives, Sis Shwe Shwe will shed light on the agency's mission, its partnership with Radio CCFM, and of course, the impact of media development on local communities. We're so grateful to have Shwe Shwe with us today to talk about the MDDA's work and the vital need for you as the listeners to support Radio CCFM during this important Share-a-thon week. A very good afternoon to you, Sis Shwe Shwe. Oh, goodness, I think we seem to have lost Shwe Shwe. We're going to try to get her back on the line. As mentioned, she is, of course, the CEO of MDDA. We're going to be chatting about, you know, the agency, what it is, or rather what their mission is in supporting media development and diversity in South Africa. We'll be back in the next few seconds, just trying to get a hold of her. Hello to you.
Is it good afternoon? Yes, I'm lost there, but I'm back with you.
You're back with us. We're a little bit worried there. We're like, oh my goodness, what happened?
You know, sometimes technology just does the thing. You never know. But I am here and I'm grateful for that. Thank you.
And we're so grateful to have you. I hope you are having a great Friday. Has it been a good one?
You know, it's been interesting. So Johannesburg and I think Gauteng on Friday comes alive. So there's always a vibe, always something happening.
Yeah.
So, but I'm looking forward to just actually kicking my shoes off and having a good cup of coffee and resting and
relaxing.
Yeah.
I feel you on that one. I feel you. Now, Sister Eshwe, I just want to shed some light, you know, about the Media Development and Diversity Agency, of course, known as MDDA. Maybe tell our listeners the mission in supporting media development as well as diversity in South Africa.
Yeah, I think it's very important for us to locate media diversity and development in our various communities, and why it's so important for us to carry this message. And I think to even have a community station like CCFM existing is that in South Africa we have constitutional guarantees where we are saying that everyone has a right to freedom of expression.
Right.
Just as I'm able to be on the radio today, and it's a great honor, another listener from Nuremberg could also call in and comment on your show. Someone else from somewhere down the road can also call in, even from Fishhook, and share what their thoughts are on various issues affecting them in their communities and their views and perceptions around the country.
Yeah.
And so that's something that can't be taken for granted, and I think it's very important. And so the MDDA's role is, in the main, ensuring and supporting media development and diversity in the country. But also what's become very important is this need for sustainability within the sector. Community radio stations, I think we often, when you are a listener and you're sitting at home, you know, all you think is young people out there and they are on radio and just having fun. And yes, they are sharing this information, but the considerations that they too have to travel to where they are going, they need skills to be doing the work that they need to do. So there's a need for us to invest in the capacity building and skills that young people and those interested in broadcasting require to be successful in the work that they do within the community media space, but also support in terms of ensuring that the various community broadcasters are able to make meaningful impact in the communities that they serve. If you didn't know, there are over 217 community radio stations in the country, much like what you currently have at CCFM, across the country. So there's quite a number of these radio stations, and the MDDA really is there to ensure that we provide this accessible, developmental, diversified, as well as sustainable community media. But we also support small commercial media publications. This could be community magazines based on a community of interest or focusing on women or children. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done to ensure that everyone has access to information and everyone has an opportunity to share their and practice their constitutional guarantees in sharing their thoughts, beliefs at various platforms. And so I would say, yes, we exist as the MDDA, but we couldn't exist without community radio stations like what you currently have with CCFM.
Yeah. Now, you know, talking about support, I know that you as MDDA played an integral part, of course, in the launch of our brand new studios, which might I add, Sis Shweshwe, it absolutely blows our guests away every single time they come into the studio and sort of get to see this beautiful studio as well as the view. I mean, I think you were here.
I was just going to say that there is a studio, but there's also a view.
Yes.
You are at a private station there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, again, you as the MDDA have played such a pivotal role in this new studio. But I want to talk especially about sort of the relationship between the MDDA as well as Radio CCFM. How has this relationship evolved over the years?
I think I've been. It's been a great pleasure to see CCFM grow, and also the relationship that CCFM has, not just with the MDDA, but with all of its stakeholders. The MDDA has obviously worked with CCFM. We were in the Western Cape in February during the build-up to the State of the Nation address. Yeah. Your station manager was there, Mr. Wesley, and supported the initiative with the Deputy Minister, Kenny Morolong, who led a discussion on how do we ensure that there's sustainability within community media.
Mm.
And so we've really appreciated that your station has participated in workshops.
Yeah.
And I think the feedback we often get from ICASA, who is the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa, and they are the regulator in the space, is this constant reiteration of how CCFM is compliant and how you work so well. So I think for me, really, it's been great to build this work relationship, but also to also look at how you are interacting with other stakeholders in the public sector, but also even with your community there where you are, not just within the Musimbe community, but in and around that area. And that's at the heart of what community broadcasting and community media is, that you are able to meet the needs of the community that you are in. And we see that in the level of support that you have, even some of your content is grounded in the issues that are happening within the community, but the contributors are community-based experts that that find your community radio station as a vehicle. So I would say that you really do epitomize what was envisioned for us to meet a diversified or for us to develop a diversified media in this country and provide access to information for the people of the country.
Shweshwe Nku, who's of course the CEO at MDDA.
I am smiling from year to year, Sis Shweshwe. I told Tabitha from
ICASA,
who was sharing, and people will think you guys are reading from the same script because she was singing our praises just as you.
Yeah.
And I was also smiling because it's not us saying it, Tash.
Right.
It's not us saying this. It's our sponsors, our partners, and people that we answer to that are actually saying this about CCFM. And I must say, I joined CCFM when the new studios were launched, and I am enjoying the view. And I must tell you, it is a great conversation starter.
Yeah.
It is an icebreaker with our guests.
Yeah.
The first thing they walk in, they're like, wow, what
this
a beautiful
view.
And then we start engaging. It's so relaxing, and I wish everybody can see what we see. But it's all thanks to the work that MDDA does, and you know how you are looking after, you know, media spaces like CCFM. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. My question is, as a leader in the media development space, how do you see the importance of community radio in shaping local communities and fostering social change?
Yeah, so I think I want to almost answer your question with another question and ask. You are at that radio station right now. Yes. Where do you come from?
I grew up in Khayelitsha, but I stay now in Table View. And commuting by public transport, it takes me 2 hours to get here.
Yeah.
Wow, I see Table View is far.
Yes.
And that's precisely what community media is. You come from Khayelitsha, and here's this community radio station that's provided a platform for you to hone your skills as a broadcaster, to learn, but also make a meaningful impact.
Yes.
Think about all of the young people that are in Khayelitsha who have an opportunity to listen to you on the radio. Because some of us, when we were growing up, you could only imagine what it was like to be behind the mic. You could only imagine what the broadcasters looked like. You couldn't even... It was unfathomable. They were just too far and too inaccessible. But with where we are as a country and the number of community radio stations that presently exist, we are able to say that people can see themselves in the people that we produced out of community broadcasting and publishing. I don't want to be heuristic, but I want to use myself that even today, 22 years later, I have the pleasure of serving as CEO of the MDDA, but my journey also started at a community radio station, and I was able to learn and understand issues. But unlike what you would get with the many commercial broadcasters, and I don't want to fault them because, by the way, it is through their contribution that the MDDA is able to support your community radio station. So we value them as well. There's a role for them to play also. But the focus really is on what community media is able to do. So unlike your commercial broadcasters and bigger radio stations, you can't just wake up one day and say, hey, I've heard them talk about these beautiful studios and this nice view. I want to go and see what's happening there and just show up. Or say, I've got an issue within my community, I'd like to go and connect. They become inaccessible. They don't have your community engagements, forums, AGMs. You have those.
Sure.
People that work at these various community radio stations go to church with all of us, you know. So we are so accessible as community media. And so I would say, as a media practitioner, well, former media practitioner, because I'm not necessarily practicing every day now working at the MDDA, is that what really kept me going and made me believe in this medium was this opportunity to amplify people's issues. And sometimes you tell a story on the radio of a child who is struggling, lives with their grandmother.
Yeah.
The person who's called in is a teacher who's worried about this child's well-being. You then have listeners calling in and saying, how can we help? Can we go and see where this child stays? Doctors saying, if this child looks like they are unwell, bring them to my practice so I can attend to them at no cost. You know, and someone saying, I'll sponsor a uniform for this child, or maybe this child doesn't have this, can we help? And by the end of the show, you actually have a full program where one child's life is going to change because a teacher called your radio station to bring and elevate an issue that was affecting her and the school that she's in and the society that child came from. So I want to say that's the impact that community media has. It's not just about the great music that we play and the spirit-filled conversations and our, you know, but it's also those moments and opportunities where we are actually able to change people's lives just using the medium of radio.
Yeah,
sure. And I told Tash earlier this week, I think we were having a conversation with the leaders, our board members, Wesley George, and I told her, I was like, it feels like we are having a seminar.
Leadership
and
seminar.
You and you, Tabita, and who else did we speak to today?
And Eddie
Andrews, yeah. Yes, you know, you are definitely reviving that. I really feel like we need to have you back here. We need to continue this conversation, but because of time, I'm going to be asking my last question, and I feel like this is definitely for our listeners at home. As we are in the midst of the Radio CCFM Share-a-thon week, what would you say to our listeners to encourage them to contribute to the station's mission and help sustain the vital role community radios play in our community?
Yeah, so this is, I think, what I want to say, and I want to lay bare the truth.
Yeah.
So that everyone just understands how difficult it is to run and sustain these community radio stations.
Yeah.
You have people that work at CCFM that would need to travel every day to get there so they can make radio happen.
Yeah.
Just outside of the people that you hear on the radio, there's other journalists working at the behind the scenes.
Yes.
There's the team that needs to make sure the sound is good. There's the team that needs to make sure that you chase money for advertising.
Yes.
So running a community radio station is really a noble task. And I want to say that without the support of the community, just individual community members, businesses, NGOs, it would be very difficult to build sustainability.
Yeah.
Money that comes through advertising is shifting from traditional media, is moving to online. This is affecting not just CCFM. It's affecting many broadcasters across the country. And so I think the call is not made lightly. I do know that often we think that government has a lot of funds to give towards community broadcasters and help us solve all of our challenges.
Yeah.
But even then, the funds are limited.
Mm.
And I think it is where the opportunity exists for you, and I mean you listening at home, on the road, wherever you are. If you have an opportunity where you can support CCFM to ensure that it continues on its legacy, to carry this message for communities and also provide an opportunity for young people to grow in their own careers, is one of the oldest community radio stations in the country. I would say, please support the station. We are coming out of a time of COVID, and I think people are a little tired of everyone constantly asking for something. You know, it's almost as if, you know, they know, Korea, the week has started, asking for money again. So it's not an easy thing to do, but it's a need. We have to do it.
Yeah.
I want to say, out of my own pocket, I'll pledge 1,000 rands towards your campaign.
Oh, bless you.
So I don't want to just say I'm speaking. This is coming out of my own pocket. Because I really believe in that we can make a difference in our communities.
Absolutely.
And we can support people that are bringing this change.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And
Thank you.
I want to just say that where we can give and we can support, we should do it and we must do it. And this station, like CCFM, where everything runs, you never wake up and there's nothing on the radio or they're saying, things are apart.
Yeah.
I think we do have an obligation to ensure that the station keeps going, because you do so well. We too can do so well for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so this is what
so
we do every
okay.
time we have a pledge. So I'm going to quickly do this. So thank you for your pledge.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for your time and your insights, you know, and just I think even your servanthood within the broadcasting field and within the media space and all that you are doing as well at MDDA. It's been such a pleasure chatting to you this afternoon.
No, thank you very much. And you'll enjoy Cape Town and the late sunset and the great view and the nice breeze. and we'll hopefully visit soon.
Absolutely. I was going to say, you need to come back and be in studio and we can have this in person.
Absolutely. I love that.
We've got a message just before we let you go from Doreen, just touching on what you've said. She says, wow, she is so spot on regarding changing lives. To be practical in the community, change the life of one child or somebody. That's what it's about. CCFM changes spiritually, but let's go out and action rather so many needs out there. We all can get together and change lives in our community.
Love that.
So she's just adding on to what you've said. Of course, thank you once again for your time.
Thank you. No, thank you very much, Natasha and Ziki. Thank you. Happy Friday.
God bless. Happy Friday. God bless. Bye.
Thank you.
Oh man, beautiful conversations indeed. Yeah. You don't want them to end because like you said, it's like a seminar
it
you
is,
know, that we've been receiving. How blessed are
love
we?
Love it. And tell me another station that can give you a soft ask. Come that on. Is so inspiring and blessing at the same time.
Come on. And of course, much like Ushweshwe has mentioned, be a part of this great ministry. And one way that you can do so, of course, is by sending the word pledge to our WhatsApp number. That's 061-798-1075. Or you can simply, of course, have a look at our website. Just look under the tab donations and follow the links and the navigation panels that it will take.